Radio Daily for Finally Frackin' Friday. It's February 5th. That's a lot of alliteration going around there. It's 2016. Don't forget, today is the day you need to make sure the rent check's there. It's going to be late tomorrow. Think about it. Hello there. Hi, we're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. We're here to do your Today Show of podcasting nonsense. The folks bringing it to you today, well, that over there, that's Saucy.
The answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis.
Nobody asked you that question. Nobody at all. That's all right. I'll fix it. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Do not panic. We are trained professionals.
Damn right. What happened today, yo?
1850, the first U.S. patent for a pushkey operating adding machine is issued by Dubois D. Parmelli of New York.
1861, a patent is issued to Coleman Sellers of Philadelphia for the kinetomoscope, which he describes as an improvement in exhibiting stereoscopic pictures of moving objects.
1870, in Philadelphia, the first motion picture is presented to a theater audience by Henry R. Hale using a phasmotrope.
1879, Joseph Swan demonstrates a light bulb using carbon glow for the first time.
1936, Charlie Chaplin released the last movie of the silent film era, Modern Times.
But 1897, because I just can't believe this, the Indiana State House Legislature passed Bill number 246, which assigned the value of pi at exactly 3.2, because who needs all those damn numbers?
1958, a hydrogen bomb known as the Tybee bomb is lost by the U.S. Air Force off the coast of Savannah, Georgia, never to be rediscovered.
Oopsie. 1961, the Soviet Union launches Sputnik 5, the heaviest satellite yet put into space at 7.1 tons.
1967, the NASA Lunar Orbiter 3 is launched.
71, NASA's manned lunar lander Antares of Apollo 14 lands near the Framaranu region of the moon. I don't think I said that right at all.
1985, Namco enters into an agreement with Warner Communications to acquire a controlling interest in the coin-operated game division of Atari Games.
1997, the online Victoria's Secret fashion show attracts 1.5 million visitors, becoming the first major webcast in history.
1993, the Board of Commissions of the Federal Trade Commission takes a vote on whether or not to charge Microsoft with allegedly colluding with international business machines and unfair trade practices.
2003, Circuit City laid off 3,900 people as they got rid of commission pay for salespeople. This means they took an average price of what salespeople were earning, translated it to an hourly dollar figure, and every store had a certain dollar amount, and anyone that made more money than that was fired. That's how the Flintstress parted ways with Circuit City, and that means that, yes, they fired their best salespeople, who then went to work at Best Buy.
2007, NASA astronaut Lisa Nowak is arrested in Orlando, Florida on charges of allegedly trying to kidnap U.S. Air Force Captain Colleen Shipman, a rival for the romantic affections of space shuttle pilot from Orlando International Airport.
She wore a diaper on that trip because she didn't want to have to stop. Also in 2003, I'd be remiss if I did not mention that Nokia introduced the N-Gage. That was the handheld system that was a phone. That didn't go over so well.
2008, British scientists announced the successful creation of human embryos containing DNA from two women and a man in a procedure they hope may one day be used to produce embryos free of inherited diseases.
That or make a race of super people. Con! Birthdays?
Darren Criss is 29. Blaine from, I guess, Glee?
Yeah. Chris Parnell is 49. Saturday Night Live, 30 Rock. He's Cyril on Archer.
Lauren Linney is 52, Truman Show and Mystic River.
Jennifer Jason Leigh is 54, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, single white female. She was just in The Hateful Eight.
Tim Meadows is 55. He was a ladies' man.
Yeah. Leon Fell. Jonathan Freeman is 66, Jafar, the voice of Jafar in Aladdin.
Tom Wilkinson is 68, Rush Hour, and he's in Batman Begins.
Oh, Carmine Falcone. Barbara Hershey is 68, The Right Stuff, Insidious 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Christopher Guest is 68, Spinal Tap, Mighty Wind, and Princess Bride. He was the bad guy, wasn't he?
He was one of the bad guys.
One of the bad guys.
He was Count Rugen.
Yeah.
He was the six-fingered man. David Selby is 75. He was in Dark Shadows, Raise the Titanic. That's the original Dark Shadows, by the way.
Dick Warlock is 76, stuntman actor. Michael Myers in Halloween 2.
I don't know why his name is so funny. No longer with us, born in the state in 1906, John Carradine, American actor and singer. He was in Stagecoach. He was in The Grapes of Wrath. He was in House of Frankenstein.
1919, Red Buttons, American actor and singer.
1914, William S. Burroughs, an American author, Naked Lunch, tons of stuff, tons of awesome stuff.
1919, Tim Holt, American actor and singer, he did Treasure of Sierra Madre.
1940, H.R. Geiger, Swiss painter and sculptor, set designer, he designed The Alien, he designed The Thing from Species, tons of stuff.
1951, Robert David Sachs, Ethan and Buffy.
Who the hell was Ethan and Buffy?
I don't know.
Gotta be late seasons.
Tonight on ABC, new episode of Shark Tank 2020, Dr. Ken and Last Man Standing.
On CBS, it's a new episode of Undercover Boss, followed by the Super Bowl's greatest halftime shows. Okay.
New episode of Dateline NBC, Grimm and Caught on Camera with Nick Cannon on NBC.
Hey, did you know Sleepy Hollow is still on Fox?
I did.
It's on tonight with a second chance. How many do we have, 7 or 8?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know that
one. Tonight
on
the CW, new episodes of The Vampire Diaries and The Originals.
On Freeform, it's Forrest Gump, Jenny.
Jeff and Jessica growing the dynasty. Apparently, there's a spinoff of Duck Dynasty now on A&E.
Christ, monkeys. AMC will be showing Underworld Evolution, followed by Underworld Rise of the Lycans.
Nice. Treehouse Masters, Out on a Limb, new episode on Animal Planet.
FXX, tonight on The Simpsons, it's Angry Dad the Movie, and Flanders dates a movie star.
Miami Vice on Cinemax.
FXM is showing The Call. I don't quite remember what that is at all.
New episode of Gold Rush on Discovery.
Hey, on BBC America, you can see H.R. Geiger's design as they show Alien.
The Equalizer on Encore.
Sci-Fi Channel will be showing Angels and Demons, which does not have angels nor demons in the film itself.
Get Hard on HBO.
Okay, TBS is showing Rush Hour 3.
New episode of American Restoration on History.
TNT with Hangover 3, because it's the third of movies tonight.
New episode of Forbidden Dying for Love on ID.
TV Land will be showing what could be the last really good Adam Sandler movie, Mr. Deeds. I enjoyed Mr. Deeds immensely.
New episode of Monster Fish on National Geographic Wild.
Yeah, well, tonight, though, we're going to be watching the Lifetime Movie Network because a lonely and unstable man seeks revenge against three teens who created a fake mail order bride blog. Tonight, Ann Winters and Travis Hammer star in The Bride He Bought Online.
No blasted lettuce today!
No, and it can't be. It's the first week of a new month, and people are far too freaked out and doing things to even have time to write a silly little podcast. Well, once your day slows down, once your week slows down, why not drop a note and tell us what the hell's going on, or else we'll just start making up things about everybody that we know. Drop that note to podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, just have things made up about you. You've been warned. I'm just saying.
Do you find yourself nodding off at the wheel while driving to work because you stay up too late watching scary movies at night? Is the coffee not doing it for you? Well, Pseudopod has a solution. Never sleep again. That's right. Every week we podcast the absolute best in short horror fiction, professionally written and expertly narrated, guaranteed to weird you out and disturb the hell out of you while you drive to work. Is that even safe? Who cares? Check us out on the iTunes podcast directory. Click on Arts and then Literature. Or download directly from pseudopod.org. That's pseudopod.org. It's totally free to download. We pay our authors strictly through the donations of our listeners. But be warned, Pseudopod is absolutely inappropriate for children or anyone else whose innocence may be corrupted by stories this warped and twisted. We bring you intelligent, well-written stories. We just don't hold anything back when it comes to disturbing material.
Will this be fun?
Trust us. Pseudopod. The sound of horror.
Hey guys, it's Jason David Frank, the Green Ranger, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are, and welcome back to it. About to start yourself a weekend, so you probably got yourself some tickets.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Well, some folks do. Sometimes they get made, and there's a few things out to do. A few.
Hail Caesar.
Hail Caesar!
Hail Caesar.
The Coen Brothers film. I love the Coen Brothers, so that's always, it's going to be a good time. Although their track record with George Clooney in their films is not the greatest. Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. A zombie outbreak has fallen upon the land in this reimagining of Jane Austen's classic tale of tangled relationships between lovers from different classes.
The Joyce. The Choice.
I was like, what the hell's a Joyce? Something, you know, you got sort of a more limited release. Regression with David Thewlis, Emma Watson, Ethan Hawke, Minnesota 1990. Detective Bruce Kenner investigates the case of young Angela Hugh, accuses her father of an unspeakable crime. Dun, dun, dun. So yeah, I say just go see Star Wars again.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Holy hell, I need to go to our silly forums that I haven't been to in a while at geekradiodaily.com and look this one up, because we've been talking for years about a 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea film that was going to happen again with 20th Century Fox. Well, Bryan Singer has closed a deal with Fox to direct an adaptation of Jules Verne's 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. It was something, I think it was like, 2009, McG was going to do a version of this. Damn, we've been doing this podcast a long time, man. Brad Pitt has, it doesn't have anybody, you know, Brad Pitt is one of the people that they're thinking about. They have nobody in particular, but here's the weird thing. Bryan Singer said that he loves the book and that you're going to have all your original characters, some new ones, and sci-fi plot twists. What?
So the FAA is beginning to allow commercial use for drone aircrafts, and Disney is hoping to take advantage of the unmanned aircraft pretty soon. They want to patent their own, I guess, drone-held movie screens that fly around their park.
Okay.
Or whatever, and people can see stuff like, I don't know, they have like a bunch of Disney movies and like, I don't know how they're going to do it exactly. According to the patent filing, each drone would carry a sort of rear projection screen made of porous material like polypropylene. This should allow air to pass through so it doesn't interfere with the drone's flight, and it will have a wide-angle mirror reflector that reflects light. I don't know. Maybe they'll use it for their fireworks displays.
I'd rather just look at the fireworks.
Right?
And why not just have something that projects it? Why not have them, like, sort of shoot up a screen?
But they're drones. They fly, and everybody likes them. Okay. We can make money.
You leave my drive-ins alone. We're not going to fly-ins.
We can, like, up the price of tickets.
Sure.
By 5%.
Sure.
And make lots of money.
That would go well. Something we definitely have talked about within the last year has been this reboot of Zorro, retelling the story of Zorro as a post-apocalyptic type of thing. Zorro Reborn, that thing was simply going to be called. And Alfonso Cuarón is now on board to direct. You might know him from tons of things, but what most people first knew him from would be he directed Prisoner of Azkaban and just made that thing awesome. But here's the deal. He didn't want to do a post-apocalyptic Zorro film. So it's not doing Zorro Reborn. In fact, this time what they're doing is setting the story in the near future and calling it Z. It's going to be a completely fresh take on it, but I guess in sort of a near future with technology and whatnot, he'll rob from the evil rich corporations and give to the poor, I suppose.
Nice, nice. The Simpsons now have their own search engine of sorts.
Okay.
Frinkiac.com is both simple and awe-inspiring, and has now allowed you to search the first 15 seasons of The Simpsons by quote and receive a page full of screen grabs from every time that quote was used. You could search for something as simple as Hello, Moe's Tavern and get a page full of stills of Bart and Moe on the phone.
Nice.
And you can click the images and another page loads showing the season and episode number, as well as the closed caption information from the moment that was that the still was plucked from the episode. That's pretty interesting.
That'll make it very easy to find the memes that you always want to make.
Oh, yeah. The memes. Oh, the memes.
And ending on a sad note for the week, unfortunately, Joe Alasky has passed away. Joe Alasky, voice actor. Guy, he took over Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Tweety, Sylvester. If you've seen them in anything since, like 1990 or something, that's been Joe Alasky. Joe Alasky, for a lot of us, broke into the big time when this silly little show called Tiny Toon Adventures came on, and he was Plucky Duck. So from there, he just branched out and did other things. He was also Grandpa Pickles on Rugrats, some of these awful Tom and Jerry movies they've done recently. And something I know you'll appreciate, Saucy, he is Peter Potamus on Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law.
Nice.
And even though he's no longer with us, he was just wondering if you got that thing he sent you. GRD is licensed with Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, 1993.0. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter, and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Pick up the app while you're at it and take us with you everywhere you go. Send us a note. Send us a note promising Saucy you'll go to the forums at geekradiodaily.com and make him go to it as well, because he's been hiding and he needs you. He needs the strength that you bring. So drop that note. To do that, you would send it to podcast@geekradiodaily.com. And that's another way to plug it and push that damn bell. Have a fantastic weekend, and we will see you on the other side of it.
Send check or money order to the address on your screen.
Well, I thought every part of it was good, but overall I hated it.
I feel exactly the opposite, but the same.
I asked for an army, and all I got was you. You were not enough.
Well, that went well.
Peace out, player.
I'm tiny, I'm toony, I'm just a little loony. And every afternoony, I'm invading your TV.
I'm Babsy.
I'm Plucky.
I work with him, I'm lucky.
For Tiny Toons, I won the best performance by a duck and me. Oh, I'm Plucky Duck and I'm a zany megastar. There's lots of other Tiny Toons, but who cares who they are?
He's Plucky the Mallard, he's funnier than Kay Ballard. It's Tiny Toon Adventures, come and join the fun.
And now my song is done. Yeah.